Hi there. The word for you today is rich, outside your comfort zone. In Romans 10:14, we read, how can they hear unless someone tells them? John Ortberg says, and I quote, number one, never rule anybody out. Jesus reached out to tax collectors, lepers, sinners, and Gentiles, and they shocked the religious establishment by saying yes to Jesus' invitation. Maybe there's somebody in your world who's so far from God you've just written them off. A relative who ridicules your faith. An acquaintance who's resisted for years. Somebody so steeped in sin that you think there's no hope. Hey, never say no for another person. You don't know when their heart will soften or how God's Spirit will work. And number two, put yourself in the other person's shoes. Ortberg continues, and I quote, blocks from my parents' home is the largest Buddhist temple in America. I checked it out and received amazing insight into how intimidating it can be to go into a place of worship as a stranger, not knowing the customs. When you invite somebody to church, they're much more likely to go if you go together. Then have coffee together afterwards and talk about what took place. And number three, be the hands and feet of Jesus. Jewish law prohibited lepers from having contact with non-lepers. But when a leper approached Jesus, he reached out and, to everybody's amazement, touched a man who hadn't been touched in years. Was Jesus infected by the man's leprosy? No, the opposite. He infected the leper with the gospel. Because Jesus was more contagious with God's power than the leper was with his disease. So, be a contagious Christian who infects others with God's love. Look at your hands. How often do you extend them to someone far from God? His kingdom has been spread the same way for 2,000 years. You say, how's that? By believers who reach out and bring people to Jesus.